share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. While post-mortem reports have shown that a Gunapati, who allegedly died after being beaten in police custody, suffered severe injuries to his legs, arms, and shoulders, Gombak Police Chief Arifai Tarawe said earlier today, the 30th of April, that there is no evidence to suggest that Gunapati Anpalagan was beaten while he was in remand. According to Bernama, Arifai said Gunapati did not make any complaint about the alleged beating when he was taken to the magistrate's court three times, the 25th of February, the 2nd of March, and the 6th of March, or to the hospital. He said Gunapati was also taken to the hospital four times to treat an old injury on the 28th of February and again on 3, 6, and the 7th of March, but never mentioned any foul play to the hospital staff that were treating him. Based on all the facts we have so far, we find that the complaints made by the victim's family cannot be proven. However, the investigations are still ongoing. There are steps we need to take, such as getting more statements from the respective parties to assist us. Arifai told a press conference today. He ensured that once investigations are done, the findings will be sent to the Attorney General's chambers. Apart from that, Arifai also revealed that Gunapati had tested positive for methamphetamine and that prior to being taken into custody he already had health issues, particularly an ankle injury to his right leg. According to previous reports, on the 8th of March, Gunapati's mother S. Thanalachumi and her family were informed by the police that a Gunapati had been released but admitted to Seliyang Hospital's ICU. During his stay, Gunapati was confirmed to have kidney problems, and his leg had to be amputated as well. Thanalachumi's report also claimed that her son told her that he had been beaten with a rubber hose during his time in custody, which resulted in the amputation. He succumbed to his injuries and passed away at Seliyang Hospital on the 18th of April, leaving behind two children, aged 5 and 7. Improving law enforcement and strengthening the legitimacy of the police agency in the country will remain a fantasy unless a truly independent IPCMC is established. Passing the bill to establish an effective IPCMC would truly show its commitment to respecting and securing the rights of all Malaysians. Without any immediate action, police brutality in Malaysia will fester into a permanent societal disease where more lives will be lost at the hands of the police. What a Gunapati deserves is justice, and Malaysians will not stop until justice is served. #justice for Gunapati. Also read. This must not happen to anyone else. A. Gunapati's lawyer confirms death by severe injuries. Source. At Funky Shankar, Instagram source. B. Nantha Kumar, Malaysiakini. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.